Hi everyone, it's Jo and I haven't done a beach boo for a while, and it's Boxing Day and it's beautiful. It's cold, but there's not a cloud in the sky. The sun's shining, and when you're in the sunshine it's lovely and warm, and Jodie's in the sea, believe it or not. Well, only paddling, of course. But this morning in Teignmouth was the Boxing Day swim at 11 o'clock. People go in, they pay a little entrance fee, and it all goes to charity, local charities. And then they go in the sea. And apparently the girls came down to watch it. Rob and I didn't bother. But apparently there was a man in a mankini. So yes, a sight to behold. He's either brave or stupid. So Jodie says the sea is very, very cold, as you'd expect. But yeah, Bonnie's been in. She's enjoying it. I think that's Bonnie barking. But it's a really, really lovely day. So we had a lovely day yesterday, Christmas Day. Finished it off relaxing at home with a drink and watching a repeat of the Royal Family. It's got to be done on Christmas Day, really. But the tide was in at about, high tide was about 11:35 I think this morning, so it's gradually making its way out, but there's not a lot of beach here. But we've managed to, back beach is okay, so we're down here. So we can't really walk along, but it's just nice to be out getting some fresh air. Rob would like to go to the pub, I think, but we're not going to. Jodie nearly lost her shoes to a wave. I think we're just going to have another relaxing one today. Rob's watching football later because it's Man City v Liverpool. Man City are going to whoop Liverpool's arses. It's going to be a war in our house. So yeah.
You know, I think it's
just like letting them take in a bit of the atmosphere, the waves. Because the other day, I was wishing I'd done a boo the other day, because we had, when they forecast that we'd have storms a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When they forecast it,
yeah.
And actually it wasn't as bad as we expected and as they anticipated. But the other day, when they didn't forecast it, really, they forecast bad weather. We had like 80, 90 mile an hour winds, and there were slates off roofs. And we're quite lucky because our little street is very narrow, and there's only 10 houses, so it's quite sheltered.
No, they took the brunt of it off the river because we had to pass it.
Yeah, but we didn't. We didn't lose much. I mean, we didn't lose bins or anything, did we? And we didn't lose slates off roofs.
Next coverage properly.
Yeah, but we're not as bad as some.
Bruce's bin was outside Donald's.
That's only one
Jane's
house off.
Bin was outside Bruce's.
Musical bins.
Joe lost her recycling bins.
Oh, did she?
That's all her litter all over the street.
Oh, God. What?
No, nothing. I'm just hungry to run to you because I can't feel my feet.
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, I'm brushing all the things off my feet because it hurts.
Are you putting your shoes back on?
No, I'm
no,
going in
you're
again.
Going in again. You're like, well, why are you bother brushing them?
I don't know.
Is it very cold? Tell Audioboo how cold it is.
It feels like I've just travelled to Iceland or Antarctica.
Okay.
To be honest, it feels like I've just...
buried them in a pile of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're still going back in, aren't you?
Yeah. Because I'm a northerner.
So, I've lost my train of thought now. So yeah, the weather was worse. Couple of days. Well, no, it's not a couple of days. Is it? It's a few days now.
Saturday.
Is it? No, don't think Tammy was. Yeah, Tammy was here, wasn't she? When? Yeah. So, but they forecast more for this weekend. So watch this space. But I know one of our Facebook friends had a lot of damage with flooding to their garden and garage and everything. But and people have lost slates off roofs and things. And on Christmas Eve, which is really sad, in Newton Abbot, a guy, his dog went into the river, and we just the day before been stood by that river, hadn't we, and it was really, really fast flowing, and his dog got into trouble and he went in to try and rescue his dog, which is always a temptation but not the sensible thing to do. The dog managed to get out and the man didn't. He was found a mile up river by Newton Abbot race course, and he unfortunately died. So that was sad. not that we knew him or anything, but his wife and child were in Asda doing some last minute Christmas shopping, so. No, I think it's the same. Just letting them soak in a bit of the atmosphere.
Put on the new sounds.
Shut up, don't be psychotic. We trust you. Anyway, it's making me nose run, I'll say that.
What, audio then?
No, the this chicken idiot. You can't beat it, can you? Having a beach to come down on, even when it's freezing cold, it's lovely. I feel very lucky. I'm still not bored of living here. Rob wants to know when we can take the Christmas tree down now, because it's Boxing Day.
It's nearly 4 foot though.
You're doing it then.
Dropping it in bin. Decorations at what?
Get lost. Put my decorations in the bin, they cost a bloody fortune. And Jodie's saxophone playing yesterday, the neighbour, one that we've got a couple who live on one side of us, Trevor and Liz, and Trevor very kindly said he loves the sound of the saxophone. He might not after a few weeks. So the other day when it was stormy, Rob and I came for a walk down here, the girls didn't want to come, but the waves were that. How big were the waves the other day, do you think? Is it about 12 foot?
Yeah, and they were crashing up on rocks over there. They could have been 40 foot.
Yeah, and they were bringing all debris up onto the promenade, really. And it was all, like, stones and everything underfoot. Whereas today, it's quite calm, really. It's just nice. Beach is quite full. I think Jodie's still in the sea, is she? Is she back in?
Yeah.
Jodie back in the sea?
No.
No, she's come out. Yeah, so that's it really from us. Don't know what we're going to do this weekend. It's all weather dependent, really. Hopefully one day, if we get a nice day, we'll go to Haldon Forest with Bonnie. Another day we promised the girls to take them into Exeter. So I think we're going to and have lunch in Exeter and then let them just mooch around and do what they want to do. And then New Year's Eve, I don't know, we don't normally do a lot, but the endeavour when we're up for Christmas dinner, they've got like a New Year's Eve party on. So we won't stay till midnight, but we might go down there just for a couple of hours because they've got karaoke, so we'll let Rob strut his stuff. Anyway, I shall leave you from a lovely Tynmouth where my hands are getting a bit cold, but other than that, it's quite cosy, so it's nice. You know, just leave you with a few seconds of the crashing waves. Not like I say, it's quite calm. And I'll chat to you all soon if you've listened this far, as always. Thanks for listening and take care. Hope you're all okay and enjoy the rest of your Boxing Day. Bonnie's saying ta-ra.